Chapter 8, Nature's Fury.
Hi, my name is Brad Michaels, and I come from Wheaton, Illinois. I want to tell you about my trip to see my uncle in Florence, South Carolina. As soon as school ended on June 14th, Steve, that's my uncle's name, said that he and his family would love to have me as a guest for a few weeks. I arrived in Florence, a nice town with around 30,000 people, on June 17th, and met with Uncle Steve and Aunt Sharon. First, we had to make a short stop at the local mall to pick up some groceries. At the mall, they quickly filled two shopping carts with canned food, fresh fruit, bottled water, cereal, and things like that. When I asked them about the amount of food they were collecting, Steve said that a hurricane watch had been posted in their area. That was why they had to make sure that they had all the things on their list. I got a bit worried and asked him about the hurricane watch. Was there a real danger of an actual hurricane in their area? Sharon told me that South Carolina was inside the hurricane zone, and that they had actual hurricanes every now and then. A hurricane watch is posted when hurricane conditions are a real threat to the area within the next 36 hours. They also told me that quite often nothing happens and the storm can change direction. Well, that evening, nothing bad happened. I spent the evening with my cousins Jamie and Juliet playing one-on-one on their driveway. However, when I woke up the next morning, the weather had turned rather ugly. It was raining, and there was a strong wind. I just thought to myself that the day would be spent indoors, watching videos and things like that. However, as soon as I came downstairs for breakfast, Uncle Steve told me that a hurricane warning had been broadcast on the radio. This meant that a hurricane was really closing in on Florence within the next 24 hours. I had no idea what to do in this situation. I had never in my 16 years even been close to a hurricane before. The others told me that we had to protect the house and ourselves against the full force of the hurricane. So, we started preparing for the hurricane. My uncle and his family seemed to know what to do. First, I helped him and Jamie to install storm shutters on the windows. These storm shutters would help to protect the windows from breaking. If the wind got inside the house through broken windows, it could lift the roof right off the building. Next, we filled containers with water. Eventually, we had enough water to last us all a week, 35 gallons. After that, we removed the TV antenna and satellite dish from the roof and made sure that the family car was in the garage. By now, the wind was getting heavier and heavier. It was actually very hard to stay on your feet. I could see all kinds of trash flying around. It was already raining heavily when we moved inside. I learned that my uncle and his family had a special safe room in the house. It was a hallway with no windows. Aunt Sharon and Juliet had stocked the hallway with mattresses, water, batteries, flashlights, medications, and a portable radio. Here, we all gathered to ride the storm out.